There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely the place for you. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I am your host, LaShelle Beamy. You guys, we have Paige Jurado here, who is an integrative holistic health coach. She's amazing. There's so much like depth to Paige that I can't wait for the audience to get to know you and all of the things that you're doing. So welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. And sister, just tell us a little bit more about who you are and how you're showing up in the world so we get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I am so stoked to be here. So as you said, I'm an integrative holistic health coach. Specifically, I help high achievers create sustainable, healthy habits so that they are able to reach their next up level, whether that be moving from 6 to 7-figure months, whether that be, you know, trying to become CEO of a company or co-CEO or whatever the case may be, or if you're just somebody who really grabs life by the metaphorical lady balls and like goes after
it. Because yeah,
I found in my work and in my own practice that there are so many of us who know we're meant for more, who know that I want to be this hustler, I want to be this boss, but they're running into burnout or they get stuck at a certain level because of any conscious or subconscious beliefs they may have about who they are and what they're capable of. And what the health portion does, part of that does, is it allows you to feel good. It gives you the energy and the tools and all of that great stuff that you need in order to take care of yourself along your way. And I've also found that high achievers love helping other people, love taking care of their families, their friends, their community. And that's such a beautiful gift. But we can't be of service to anyone if we're not taking care of ourselves. So the primary focus of my practice is nutrition, as well as a ton of mindset work and healthy habits along the way. So in a nutshell, that's what I do.
That's amazing. Tell me a little bit more about your other talents, because it's something in my mind, Paige, that set you apart from somebody else. So tell us a little bit about what else you're up to.
Yeah. So this past month, my friends deemed it March Madness. I am also an amateur Muay Thai fighter. So I'm a female combat sports athlete, which just means that I go in the ring and I throw bones around, and that's something I gain like great joy out of. So I am currently 2-1 in my amateur record, and I'm hoping to do another tournament this fall. So thank you for asking.
Yeah, it's so cool. I think it's something worth celebrating. And I think that, you know, when people get a chance to hear that the people who are the experts in the field are actually using the things, right, that you tell us that we should be doing. You are stepping into your own health journey. You are stepping into the mindset to be able to get into a ring and perform and to be successful in that takes a lot of mind work and body work and all the things. And so I just love the fact that you are showing us that you are integrating all the things that you tell your clients to do in the way that you're living. And I think that's really amazing.
Thank you for that reflection. It's so appreciated. I mean, I did not ever think that I would be a fighter, simply just for fun. But now that I'm on this path, just as you said, it marries so beautifully into the work that I'm doing. And it also gives people the opportunity to see how mindset work is so profound, because I feel like when you hear certain commonalities or phrases where it's like, you know, you need to believe you can do it and then you'll achieve it, it's easy to roll your eyes and be like, that's really corny. But you know what I mean? Like, now I'm in a position where my mindset needs to be so strong. And it's actually that practice and that journey and my own experience has helped my clients to go after bigger goals and ambitions that they have for themselves, which has been a really
consequence. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I'm passionate about too, because I find that we have all of these ideals, especially as a high achiever myself, right? There are all these things that I want to do. And then there are things that are keeping me from doing it. Sometimes it's just that I don't have the physical energy. Sometimes it's I don't have the bandwidth because I'm trying to lead my family, or I still have my 9-to-5 and at the hospital, and I'm doing all of these other things and I'm exhausted, right? And then my mindset blocks happen where I know what I should do, but I'm not doing it. And that's one of the things that I'm passionate about as well, is helping helping people get from, you know what you need to do, so why aren't you doing it? And let's get you into action. And that's really what you're trying to do as well.
100%. Yeah. And the biggest thing that I think this entire journey, so this past October, I've been operating my business as a solopreneur since 2018. The day before my 27th birthday, I committed to myself that I'm going to just start working for myself full time. And that was before I had a full roster of clients. And that was also before I really committed to becoming a full-time athlete as well. And the biggest thing that I've learned is that having self-compassion and trusting your own natural rhythms, like especially being that you're a creative entrepreneur, I'm a creative entrepreneur, like we can't force creativity to come, but that does not mean there's anything wrong with us. It just means that maybe we're in a creative season. And so that's been a huge lesson for me this past year as well.
Yeah.
Trusting like the natural ebb and flow of like your energy.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I just love that. I have goosebumps. So that's energy right there, right? Okay. So tell me a little bit more about your journey and as far as, you know, when you personally have felt stuck in the way that brought you to doing what it is that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is like, in my opinion, the epitome of everything happens for a reason and to trust your process. So I grew up in a really abusive home. And so I had to contend with a lot of verbal abuse. And what that did now, like from being on the outside and knowing more about psychology and positive psychology, is as a child, I was being programmed that I couldn't do anything, that I wasn't smart, that I wasn't good enough. And that just me, simply, I wasn't enough. And so it's been my experience with working with high achievers, any of us who have had like a rough upbringing or have an isolated incident from an adult or somebody in our life who we care about tells us like, you're bad or you're not good enough. Like that instills like a drive in you to prove to yourself and other people that you are good enough. And for a long time, I started working when I was 13 years old, a lot. And then I ended up in the nightlife. And so when you don't have good self-esteem, but you have this like ridiculous work ethic, it's a really, really dangerous, I was a kid, you know, like I was 19, 20 in the nightlife, like as a bartender and a cocktail waitress getting the wrong type of attention. I was also making a lot of money. So I ended up having a nervous breakdown when I was 21, because I was abusing Adderall to work more, to make more money. And so you can imagine like that landed me in the hospital. And before it landed me in the hospital, I was jail because the lights were on, like my body was operating. But my mind, like I've got 3 months of my memory that are just completely gone. And so they took me to jail because I was trespassing. And thankfully it was in a really nice county that that happened, but I was there for 3 months and the psychosis of me being in a stressful environment just made it worse. Yeah. And so that ended up getting worse and worse and worse until they finally realized, oh, she's not like a delinquent, she needs help. So then they put me in a psych ward for another 3 months. So I've got 6 months under my belt at this point. They put me on cortisol steroids. So I went from 110 pounds to 190 pounds in the span of 3 months while I was
there. Oh my goodness.
So that was from the time I was 21. And by the time I finally got out, it was right before my 22nd birthday. So this entire scenario happened in a year. And so when I got out, my skin was breaking out from all the medication they put me on. I was obese at that point because I wasn't exercising. I was eating hospital food and I had been taking steroids. I had ripped my hair out when I was in that psychotic state. And obviously had no job. The people I was running with at the time were not actually my friends. So I had no friends. It was just this like massive slap down from God saying like, you are not acting in integrity with who you know yourself to be. You're going down the wrong path. And so I truly feel blessed to have been in a scenario where I was, I went to jail, like gained weight, had this massive ego death, right? Because I was like, I'm shit, I'm 21, I'm untouchable, like I'm making six figures, like I'm hanging out with these cool people. And in reality, like I was miserable and I was unhappy and my behavior was just driving that train. And those subconscious beliefs were just driving that train. And so when at the time, I believed everything was ripped away from me, the money, the mm-hmm. lifestyle, the skinny body at the time. Like, I was not healthy in any sense of the word, but because of what I believed was success, mm-hmm. I felt like that was the end all be all. And so when I got out, mm-hmm. I actually started to binge drink. I started to practice more unhealthy behaviors because I was like, I have gone lower than rock bottom.
And yeah.
I vividly remember like a moment sitting on my floor, and I was also like contending with a lot of depression and anxiety because mm-hmm. I'm taking care of myself or being kind to myself. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting on the floor of my bedroom, and I was just like bawling, and I had like a bottle of like cheap, like massive wine, and I was binge drinking again to self-soothe. And I just looked at myself in the mirror, and like that was like my coming to Jesus moment. Like, I just like looked like shit, I felt like shit, and I was like, this isn't going to be how your story ends. This is not who you're going to be. Like, you are 22 years old, like, get a grip. And so it took me like hitting rock bottom and then keep going down for me to like look myself in the mirror and realize, like, yes, you have had a really hard go like at life, and you've made really bad decisions. Like, you've made such bad decisions, but this does not have to be the end of your story. And really, that was in a lot of ways the beginning, because I started researching about nutrition. I started researching about mental health. I started going to therapy. I started going to the gym consistently, and then I ended up applying at a gym. And so I was surrounded by personal trainers, power lifters, bodybuilders, and then the weight just started coming off rapidly as I gained these new tools and this new community. And then I ended up moving to Atlanta about 2 years after that, and I found a community that was really progressive and talked a lot about nutrition, and so I continued working in a gym atmosphere. And so one thing led to another, and I realized like nutrition and mindset were the other two pieces of the puzzle. So from when we think of like holistic wellness, holistic lifestyles, for me, I don't just talk mm-hmm. to my clients about, you know, the physical aspect or the nutrition aspect. You also need to mm-hmm. do the mindset work, and you also need to look at the other areas of our life. What relationships are around you? Are they feeding you? Are they draining you? What are you doing for joy and for expression? How much time are you spending with your inner child? Like, that scenario that happened when I was 21, I keep saying it was my blessing that was wrapped in sandpaper. It really hurt. It hurt. It was, yeah. I would not wish that experience on anyone else, but I'm really grateful that I went through it.
Yeah.
It helped form this path that I'm on, and it's made me a better person, and for that, so grateful.
And I mean, that's the thing that we are all about here in the Unstuck podcast, sister, is like, there are so many of us who could be in a bad situation and we could feel sorry for ourselves. We could say, I'm just, you know, lost cause. I don't have anything to contribute to this world. I don't know any better. I don't have my friends. I don't have my body. I don't have my money anymore. And then we can stay in this victim mode, right? And you allowed yourself to decide at some point that you're like, no, I am made for more. God is calling me for more. And you had to make that decision to say, nope, I am going to rise above my circumstances in order to get the results that I desire. And life doesn't happen to me. It happens for me. If I choose, right? I choose to make the gift that it's supposed to be.
Yes. And
I think that's going
to
be hard.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy for me to say now, based off of where I'm at. I'm 27, I'm turning 28 this year. Like, I am a full-time athlete, and I've lost 100 pounds, and I've started and created this very successful business doing what I love. And like, again, it's easy for me now to say I'm grateful for that. But I've mm-hmm. got to tell you, girl, like, those 3 years trying to figure it out, trying to learn about who I was and what I believed in and what my values are and like what's really important to me were painful. Mm-hmm. And so like, for anyone listening to this who feels like they're in their process, and we're mm-hmm. not being in the process, right? Like, God's never going to just say, all right, you're a finished.
Nope. Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? But it's like, when you are really in the beginning and you are making these really hard decisions to do and be better, mm-hmm. there's so much stuff that comes up, your own resistance, life. Mm-hmm. And so if you are fighting for yourself, your mental health, your family, whatever the case is, it's worth it. And a lot of times mm-hmm. it's not going to make sense. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be linear, but that you have to trust. And like, that's something that I've carried with me from the moment I decided that I was going to do something with my life, is that everything has happened for a reason. I'm taken mm-hmm. care of. It's just my job to show up. It's just my trust that regardless of what happens next, like it's going to be okay and it's going to be better than I ever could have imagined. And that's proven to be true.
Oh my gosh. You know, I got to just tell you that, and you've brought up your faith in a subtle way, and I'm feeling led to just share this with you guys, because what you just said is highlighting to me that I'm, you know, been praying about something, a decision that I have to make. And yesterday I had literally two different people on their stories posted the exact same Bible verse. And I am not somebody who memorizes verses very well, so I'm just going to tell you, I'm a big picture thinker. But it was, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding, in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And then I listened to a testimony of a friend who I was going to meet that day, and her whole testimony was about how her purpose was to make the path for other people. Then this morning I posted my Jesus calling, and that same verse was in there. And my affirmation that I included with my devotions was dealing with path. And now Paige is talking about that, guys. And so I think that it's important for us to perhaps all of those are to answer my prayer of my clarity, but perhaps it's just to solidify to all of you guys that verse is living. It's a living verse, right? We can trust him. We don't have to have it all figured out. We don't have to understand everything, but when we just trust him, he will give us the tools that we need each step at a time, and he will make our path straight. And that's really what he did through you, Paige. And what I think that it's so amazing is that when we can take our brokenness and when we can use it to the benefit, it actually makes a bigger impact in people's lives than if I just, like, you know, was perfect and I always wore, you know, a size 2 and I always had perfect skin and I never had any relationship problems and I always, you know, had a great, you know, family life and all of the things were so perfect. How can I truly serve people? How can I truly let the experiences of other people be changed if I can't relate to any of that? And so in our brokenness is what allows us to have the tools that we can use to make a difference.
I love that.
Right. And you were meant for more, and you took those tools and you said, okay, fine. Like, I don't have it all figured out. I'm not perfect. I have made some tough decisions, but I'm going to take the pieces that you've given me and I'm going to use them as the tools that you have given me to make a difference in this world.
Yes.
And that's all he asks us to do, guys, is pick up the crap that we've been dealt, right? And use the tools as a way to make the world better. And I think that sometimes too, I'm going to just say this, that when you decide, so you had your come to Jesus moment and you look in the mirror and you're like, no, this is not the life that I want to have. This is the thing that you guys, that our believers are going to maybe understand, but maybe don't acknowledge as much as we should. The enemy does not want you to succeed, because if you are stepping into your God-given purpose, that is not what he wants to have. And so when you made that decision to say, yep, nope, this is not what I want, all of a sudden the enemy is going to say, crap, she's not doing what I want her to do anymore. And he's going to try to come against you and prevent you from stepping into that purpose. And so when you make that decision, and things feel hard and they feel heavy and you take 3 steps backwards and all of that stuff, know that just very well be the reason you need to keep going, because something is trying really hard to keep you from stepping into your purpose. And so if you're coming through hardships, just know that it may very well be a sign that you're on the right path and that you have to keep going.
So I just got chills. That actually, as you were talking, like something came up for me is when I reflect back on who I am today and what I'm doing in the world, there were so many stories, not anymore, I've worked through them, but before I really decided, like, I'm going to live my life full out and I'm going to live on purpose and in my purpose and for the highest good, is a lot of the thoughts that I was contending with were, well, why me? I've got, you know, depression and quote unquote daddy issues and familial issues, and I don't come from money and I don't have a higher education and like all of these things. Like, okay, that may be true, but mm-hmm. I don't believe that God looks for actors or perfect people to mm-hmm. deliver his wording and his message. And so it goes to show, like, if you are someone who has a story about who you are, what you're capable of, mm-hmm. the reason why you're being chosen is because you have that strength and those God-given abilities and strengths inside mm-hmm. of you. And that's only proven to be mm-hmm. true. And so the things that you feel are inadequacies are mm-hmm. actually your strengths. And
absolutely.
The things that I still struggle with today or have struggled with in the past, just that mm-hmm. have allowed me to meet my clients on a deeper level, because you can't take someone out of a hell that you haven't been to.
Right.
And you can't hold space for someone in a way that you haven't held for yourself.
Right.
And so it all goes back to being a person who's in integrity and who knows, like, I'm not a perfect person. I'm not trying to be a perfect person. Like when people try to achieve divinity, it's when they get lost, because we will be that. We can just be our broken, messy, imperfect, imperfectly imperfect self.
Yes.
Hope that is good enough. And it is. It always is.
100%. If we show up perfect, then we can't give God the glory for taking our mess and making it into something amazing, right? And I think that one of my favorite books that I've read is The Story Brand by Donald Miller. So when you're in business, like, you read things on marketing, right? And one of the things that's so brilliant about his philosophy is that as somebody in the service industry, our job is to be the guide. Our clients are the hero. And as the guide, it doesn't say we need to be the expert. It means that we just have to be somebody willing to walk along the hero in their story, but maybe be a step or two ahead. And so giving ourselves the permission to say, okay, like, I've been on this journey. I know the way. I'm maybe two steps ahead of you, and I'm not going to go anywhere. I got you, sister. And we can allow the people that we help to be the hero. That's really what this is all about, isn't it?
Yes, 100%.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you guys, I cannot wait to talk to Paige more about how she was able to make this transition from, you know, in her story, her brokenness of that experience into the successful person that she is today. And I would love to be able to walk along that path. But first, I'm going to tell you guys all about something that my team and I are so stinking excited about. We realize that we all want more connection. We need more connection. And I wanted to create something that allowed for you guys the opportunity to connect with some of these amazing experts on the podcast like Paige. So I'm going to give you all of the details about that in just a moment. And then we're going to come back and talk to Paige more about the way that she was able to transition from where she was to where she is now. Hey, Lachelle here. And I just got to ask you, do you ever listen to podcasts or special training from gurus who are telling you exactly what to do, but you still have questions? Wouldn't it be amazing if you actually could ask questions to the people who are presenting to give you your personalized answer to how you can get into action and apply it to your unique situation? That is exactly why I created the Better Club Elite, which is a very special, very exclusive monthly membership that gives you access to those question and answer sessions that are going to get you into action and get you all lined up with everything that you need to start being better, doing better, and having better in life and in business. The support, the answers, and everything that you need to get you into action. So let's go. All right, you guys, let's get back into this, because Paige, I am just dying to hear, you know, some practical tools, because I think you've already given us the inspiration. And I think that just listening to you some more is going to continue to inspire us to have hope that there is better in store for us. But I would love to get some of your practical solution that you give your clients or things that you personally have done to get you from where you were to where you are now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that. I love that question. So I'm all about practical tools and things that you can do. Right. Yeah. So primarily, what I see with my clients are people who do their damnedest to have these healthy habits, and what they're running into is all or nothing tendencies, perfectionist tendencies.
Yes.
And so, again, speaking from experience, and now have worked with hundreds of women who have struggled with this, when you live in a culture in a society that has things like 75 hard, I don't know if you're familiar with that. No. So 75 hard is a 75-day challenge that you can't drink alcohol, you have to have no cheat meals, you have to work out 2 times a day, you have to minimum read 10 pages. Like, it's very strict. We also have things in our society, such as like Weight Watchers and this and that. And like, while I am very outspoken about, I do not believe in fad diets, I do not believe in a one-size-fits-all structure or lifestyle for anyone.
Right.
You've got people like yourself who work 9-to-5s and also have a family. And so when you see these picture perfect, air quotes, people who have these six pack abs and have time and to train for an hour, 2 hours every single day. Immediately, right out the gate, you're comparing yourself to them. You're going to feel you're going to feel like a failure, when the reality is you need to work with what you've got, and you also need to identify what's important to me. Because if I know that having a six pack isn't the end all be all, but feeling my best, having energy for my family, having energy for my high requirement job, okay, like, that's what's important to me. So the very first thing that I do with my clients is gain clarity. Where are you at? What are we working with? What's, you know, what are your capacity levels? And what are your non-negotiables? Mm-hmm. So again, going back to food is fuel, food is literally the end all be all, and movement is a beautiful company of that. So the first thing we do is gain clarity. The second thing is identify the ways that of eating that make you feel your best. So if you are someone who does not like to eat out very often, beautiful. If you are someone who prefers to eat out often, I would recommend prioritizing 3 square meals, finding ways to eat that are healthy and sustainable. So again, I would love to give more like specific tools around nutrition, but again, it is a person by person basis. Now, I will say for movement is create a schedule and a routine that is doable and start small. So going back to that all or nothing perfectionism mindset.
If you
who creates the most rigid, intense routine, and then Monday comes around and then your inner perfectionism goes, well, you didn't wake up at 5 a.m. So the day's already ruined. We'll start tomorrow. And then tomorrow rolls around and you maybe woke up at 5 a.m. You maybe did your meditation or your prayer. And then, you know, you're like, well, I don't feel like going to the gym, so I'm not going to do that. So I'll start tomorrow. And so what ends up happening is tomorrow never comes. And so instead of putting yourself in this rigid structure, I would say, okay, so instead of looking at being perfect and trying to hit the marker on every single thing that you believe needs to get done, let's start with one habit and then add to it. So the first thing being, okay, if you're not drinking enough water for 2 weeks, let's just make sure you get 80 to 120 ounces of water. Buy a bigger water bottle. Find tools that are going to remind you to drink water. I carry around a water like jug that has like time markers. It's like $20. It's fantastic. You can get it on Amazon. And that, if you are in a place to invest in the things that you know you need a little bit more push, I think personal trainers are a great tool. Health coaches are a great tool. Mindset coaches, if you need help working through some mindset blockages, are a great tool. So I would say, clarity, start small, add on top of it, and see where you can outsource some of that stress so you don't have to figure it out all on your own. Because if you don't have to, then don't. And if you can't necessarily invest in a coach, then read some books, do your own research.
Yeah, absolutely. So, gosh, like, that's amazing. And I can completely relate to all of the all or nothing and the perfectionism. Like, that is to me to a T. So I guess you can really know your clients really well, because my joke is that I was really good at working out every day until Thanksgiving 2 years ago. And this is like, I got caught, you know, in my routine, like, went off because we traveled, and then I just never picked it back up. And it's like, if it didn't meet this criteria of what I thought it was supposed to be, then it was too hard for me to get going again. So I can completely relate to that we sabotage ourselves by having that all or nothing mindset and thinking that things have to be perfect.
Yeah. And I think the primary thing that I try to really instill in my clients is, like, when you are doing things that are not necessarily comfortable or making these decisions, like, we typically hear self-love as, you know, treat yourself, bubble baths, and all of that. And while that's all, that's all, and it's a totally valid form of like self-appreciation, I think that self-discipline is an underrated part of self-love. And part of self-care, because having croissants and like fancy lattes every day sounds good in theory. you know, your sugar is fine, like you feel like crap every day. So when you're kind of thinking about the habits and the routines and the things that you know, like are going to benefit you, whether from an energetic standpoint or just feeling good in your skin standpoint, is prioritizing like, okay, like if this is my starting point, realistically, where do I want to go and how can I best achieve that? And being mindful that perfectionism isn't real. Being perfect isn't real. So 5 minutes of walking outside, like every other hour or whatever the case is, depending on your scenario, is the best you can do, then let that be the best you can do and celebrate that you showed up for yourself in a way that you may otherwise would have if you had had these strict, rigid ideologies of what a workout needs to be, and identifying like, okay, if this is my best today, what's 1% better tomorrow?
Yeah. That's so impactful. And I think that one of the things that I found with my own discipline journey, because I 100% agree that that's one of the reasons that I think that there's, in my opinion, there's three reasons why people don't succeed in business. And one of them is lack of belief in themselves. The second one is fear. And the third one is lack of discipline. And I think that when we can get into those, the trap of those three things, we don't actually execute the things that we know we need to or know we want to do, right? And I think that when we can remember that when we make a decision to do something, we have to make an appointment with ourselves and keep it. Because when we fail to keep appointments with ourselves, then we lose trust in ourselves and we lose respect in ourselves. And when we lose respect in ourselves, we'd go down the shame cycle where why bother anyway? Do you find that that's the same with what you know as well?
That is such a good point. And also, yes, 100%. So one of the things that I am really big on and had to cultivate within myself in my own practice being in. So the degradation of self-trust, exactly as you said, does come from, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And then you consistently break that promise from yourself. If you're someone who wants to be confident, who wants to move through the world with a lot of self-trust and a lot of self-worth and a lot of self-efficacy, you have to be non-negotiable about the ways that you're going to show up for yourself. And that will translate in the ways that you show up. Like when one area of our life is doing really well, that tends to get into other places.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? So the biggest thing that I tell people is if you don't necessarily trust that you're going to be able to uphold or maintain a 5-day workout schedule or routine, is something that you do feel good about? And the other thing is also remembering, like, I don't need to focus on being on point every, like, we create schedules and routines so that we've got that, but checking in with yourself on a day-to-day basis, what can I do today? How can I myself today a little bit?
That's so brilliant. And I think that one of the things that we have to do is give ourselves a realistic goal to start with. This is exactly what you said. Like, if you have an all or nothing mindset, if I don't do anything, then I'm suck and I'm not going to do anything again. And when we come up with like, okay, you just have to do 5 sit-ups today, I can do 5 sit-ups. I can completely like commit to doing that. And then I proved to myself, like, I did what I said I was going to do, even though it took me maybe, you know, 30 seconds, I did what I said I was going to do. And I think that when we build the confidence in ourselves, that we start to show up in ways that we promised ourselves we would, that's when you said, like, you can start to add on to that because you're building that confidence to take those next steps. But if you would start out saying, I'm going to run a half marathon this year and I haven't been off my couch for the last 5 years, like, that's a big, you have to start somewhere, right?
Yes. And the other that I would say that's really, really important is that we create a plan and then we debate with ourselves. And I think that's where we get stuck, because when you're in the habit of doing something, you don't think about it because habituals, like how frequently do you drive somewhere and like your brain was shut off because it's like we go into autopilot. And especially when you're creating those healthy habits, there is more of an emotional expenditure that's happening because you're like this conscious decision. You are in the habit of getting up, you know, not if you're going to wake up at 5 so you can make it to the gym, so you can come home and eat and shower and take care of the dog.
Yeah.
And then you can go to work. And when the emotional expenditure part is out of it, then it just everything inside of that structural container that you've created for yourself then becomes so much easier and it makes it better. And something that I always think about is our life is long. Our life feels long, but it's really
short. Yeah.
And so when you're doing it, it's necessary to take care of your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health.
Yeah.
The big things that come along feel a lot more manageable because you yourself are in a like strong foundational
place.
The other tool that I think is really important is when you are on the path of building healthier habits for yourself, don't like when you hear that voice saying like, we don't have to work out today. Maybe tomorrow. Like we've worked out 3 times already this week. Like it's okay. Like it's fine. Whenever I hear that voice or when my clients tell me they hear that voice, I tell them like, allow that to be your trigger to do whatever it is, the thing that you're avoiding, because when you're conscious and aware of it, then you're able to choose in that moment. And that's what self-love and self-discipline is. And it's what it looks like in practice. It's not these big, massive decisions of like, I'm going to do
this. Yes.
Like, that's great. But in order to get to that place where you're actually able to enjoy the marathon, it's those small daily habits.
Yes. And I love what you said that about having just recognizing the trigger and that's being mindful of the situation, right? And you've also talked about having, you know, self-compassion or self-care in that too. And so basically to reiterate kind of what you said, like, all right, well, I was going to run 2 miles today. I'm not feeling well. Maybe I could just do it tomorrow, but you know what? I'm not feeling well, but maybe I can walk around the block.
Yes.
Like I can do something that's going to keep me in motion. I can feel proud of myself for doing something, but I don't have to shame myself for not doing the 3 miles that I was going to run. Does that sound accurate, I guess, from basically what you've been telling
us? Yes. It's so like inside of my own personal structure, like for example, when I start my cycle and I'm in my luteal phase, so like I'm energy is low, I'm like crabby, everything. Like the thing I want to do is a high intensity interval training exercise. So, you know, I want to stay in integrity of what I need to be doing and I still feel good. So instead of like a workout, maybe I do a long, slow run or maybe I do a yoga session and recognizing, and it takes practice, right? Like it's not like we wake up and we're like, I love myself no matter what. Like that doesn't just
tonight, you know? No.
It's one of those things where it's like, okay, this is, I'm meeting myself where I'm at. That is more than good enough because where I'm at now is better than I was a month ago. And that's something happen and be achieved through patience and self-trust comes with showing up. And also that it's a process. It takes time. All of us want, you know, we want the results right now.
Yes.
But
yes.
The magic is in the work that you're avoiding.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I have goosebumps because you're so right. And when we can celebrate the small wins, it's going to give us the confidence and the motivation to do the things that are going to make us proud. Right? I love that. I think like we are so energetically in tune with one another and we have passions that are so in alignment with one another that I could literally just talk to you all day. So in order to give our audience like a little break, I'm just going to ask, Paige, is there anything else that you haven't had a chance to talk about that we really, really need to hear from you before we wrap up our conversation?
Yeah. I mean, if there is one thing that I could leave with your amazing audience who tunes in, and I will thank you for your time and sharing the space. It's been such a wonderful opportunity for me to come chat. Is consumption goes beyond the things that you're eating. And when I say anything that your system energetically, physically, so start to look at the things in your life from a quality over quantity perspective. Are you listening to quality content such as podcasts or devotional recordings, whatever does it for you? Are you listening to, you know, the news that's draining you and putting you in a frantic energetic state first thing in the morning? Treat your energy as are you consuming social media that is putting you in a comparisonitis state? Are you consuming a bunch of junk food that makes you feel like crap? Like become aware of the things that you are putting into your mind, your body, and treat yourself well, especially treat your physical home well. And I promise it'll pay you back in dividends that you can't even begin to imagine. Our mental health and our physical health are linked. And so
they are
able to really, really nourish every part of you and surround yourself with people who love you and, you know, consume things that make you feel good and, you know, challenge potential ways that you've thought about yourself or the world, the more inner work you do, in addition to nutrition and all that other amazing stuff, the more
your
world will shift. But your external world cannot shift if your internal world doesn't reflect the changes that you want to see. It starts with you first.
Absolutely. And that's just it. Like, to summarize all of that, you guys, that you can have a goal of being a size 2 or to run a marathon, but it's who you become on that journey to get there is what is the actual prize. And Paige, gosh, thank you so much for all of your excitement and your wisdom and your all of the things, the energy that you bring to this conversation is such a blessing. And you guys, if you haven't already, make sure that you take a quick screenshot of the video or of the podcast logo and share it on your story so that people get a chance to know about Paige and all of the amazing things that she's doing, because we need to get the word out, right, guys? We need to get the word out that we don't have to stay stuck, that we have a choice to rise above our circumstances. And there are people in our lives that have the ability to give us hope and practical tools, just like Paige did. So thanks you guys so much for listening. And then Paige, one thing I do with all my guests, I'm just going to say, is that I ask you to give our audience one question that they can ponder that's going to help them move forward from where they are to where they want to be. So what would be a question that you would ask them to consider to move them?
What stories are you telling yourself that are stopping you from becoming who you know you're meant to be?
Yes. Oh my gosh, goosebumps. And I do that on purpose because I know that intuitively the right question will come out. So I don't give you a heads up on that one. And I thank you because it's a beautiful question. And exactly, what stories are you telling yourself and what stories do you want to be telling yourself and how can you become that person? I just love it so much, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and I will see you next week. Bye everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.